الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. A few reminders that we usually give, which we remind ourselves first. Firstly, that we all should read every day 100 times Durood Sharif and Jummah. We should increase it. This reminder we have been giving quite a long time. How many students can tell me that they are doing the 100 Durood a day? Are there any students who are reading 100 times a day Durood? Very, very few. And every week when I'm reminding, but still, and it only takes 2 minutes, and we can't even do that. That's very great weakness from our side. And the virtues are so great. So each one of us determined to read 100 times a day Durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very comfortably, in 2 minutes you can finish it. And do it not now and then, every day. And fix the time and do it in that time, inshallah. And then we should try and read Surah Kahf, at least the first 10 ayats every morning and the last 10 ayats every night. That will also just take us about a minute, not even a minute. And on Jumu'ah, we should try and read the whole of Surah Kahf. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And also, we should try and read Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdihi 100 times after Jumu'ah Salah. By that, Allah Ta'ala will forgive 100,000 of our gunas, our sins, and 24,000 sins of our parents. That also, I wonder how many of us are doing it. To read that every Jumu'ah, it takes about 2 minutes or so, 2.5 minutes. But we should try and do it. Bayans are not just for talking and hearing. The object of the whole of deen is to make amal. Many times we tell somebody to do something, person says, I know it. Knowing it is not enough. In the qabr, we are not going to be asked what we know, what we did, our practice. That is what we will, and our salvation or our destruction will be according to what we made amal, not according to what we know. In fact, if we know and we don't practice, that is hujjatun alika. That is a proof against you, and it will prove very harmful for a person. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. The ayah that I read of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, announce and say to the people, in kuntum tuhibboon Allah. If you have the love of Allah, what is the criteria, the proof of it? If you want the love of Allah, how to get the love of Allah Ta'ala? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. That is a guaranteed source. A person who follows according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. And ulama have written, that is very easy. A person should read Durood Sharif in abundance. Allah Ta'ala will give that person tawfiq of making amal on sunnah. And when you make amal on sunnah, Allah will love you. And when Allah loves you, He will see to all your affairs of dunya, of akhirah, everything Allah Ta'ala will see. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Anyway, with regard to this, yeah, we are commanded, we must follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like that, in many ayat, we are also commanded, we must follow our elders. Just to complete the translation of the ayat, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will shower you with His love. And not only that, if your insan is going to make guna, كُلُّكُمْ خَطَّاءُونَ. But if you follow the sunnah, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah Ta'ala will forgive you your sins. And it is no big deal for Allah to forgive sins. Allah's very nature is وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah is, and غَفُور is the مُنْتَهَى الْجُمُعَ, is the مُبَالِغَ صِغَى. Allah forgives very greatly, غَفُور, and also رَحِيم. And after Allah forgives, Allah doesn't only forgive, then Allah showers His rahmat, His mercy on that person also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, we are commanded here to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and many ayat of the Quran Sharif, we are commanded to follow our elders, our leaders, our elders. Then there are many ayat of the Quran Sharif also, where we have been discouraged from following our elders. The difference of the two, many with regard to that, if you know the elders which are on the wrong path, then Allah says afala, that even if they are following shaitan and shaitan is misleading them, how can you follow them? Wahum la yahtadun, they are not on the right path themselves, shaitan is misleading them. So yeah, this subject is discussed in many ayat of the Quran Sharif, and it has been summarized and given very beautifully in Surah Yusuf, in the teachings and the words of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, both ways, that who to follow of our elders. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam says, ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. And that is the interpretation of dreams which Allah has blessed me with, is by what Allah has taught me. Mimma allamani rabbi, what Allah Ta'ala has taught me. In the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, like every Nabi, his mu'ajaza, his miracle was given according to what was right, what was very common in that time. Like in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, magic was very common. And people used to excel in magic. So Allah gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam a miracle which was not like which was not magic, but how they saw, like that miracle was like magic, but it was not magic, it was a mu'jiza from Allah Ta'ala. That the people, that time, the magicians, they turned snakes into sticks, and sticks into snakes. So Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam a mu'jiza of that nature, and that swallowed all the snakes, and they saw what was the truth. In the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, medicine was at its height, and people had achieved great things through medicine. Allah gave Isa alayhi salatu wasalam not the knowledge of medicine, but a miracle that was in the form of medicine, that he should bring the dead back to life. A person born blind, he should make him see again. A leper, he should just stroke his hand over him and the person should come right. So like that. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, literature was at its height. So much so that the Arabs call themselves Arab, that we are those who speak. And the others, they are ajam, they are gunge, they are dumb, they don't even know how to speak. So the literature was at its height. Allah gave a miracle to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of the Quran Sharif, such a miracle that up to that time, the poets of the Arabs should hang their poetry on the door of the Kaaba. And then somebody else who should try and excel and write some better poetry than that. And when he wrote something better, then the previous person's poetry is to come down and his poetry is to go up. And when somebody put, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, that whole thing stopped forever. There was no kalam, they accepted also. Though they opposed the Quran, they did not like the Quran, but they admitted that this we cannot match with. And it was put to an end. They used to give their, sing their praises and their ancestry over campfires in poetry. The whole night they should spend like that. And the whole ancestry of the people, and also all the achievements of the families, they used to put it in poetic form. So Allah gave such a Quran miracle to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such a kalam, a mu'ajiz that made them helpless. And Allah challenged them, bring something like the Quran Sharif, even one ayat. So anyway, in the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, dream interpretation was at its height. And the king had a group of, a whole department of interpreters of dreams. And when he saw the dream of the 7 lean cows and the 7 fat cows and the corn, etc., and they asked them, those very great experts also had to say, this is aghlatu ahlam. This is not dreams, this is just some imagination. They couldn't give the interpretation. When they asked Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, not only did he instantly give the interpretation, but he gave the solution for it also. What should be done now accordingly? So anyway, all that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. And why did Allah grant that? And this is what Yusuf alayhi salam has summarized for us and put everything for us together. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ. I gave up the ways of those people. The way of the forefathers who disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala. I did not follow that. So that is the criteria, that we follow our elders, but not when they teach us the wrong things, when they are on the wrong path themselves. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. And I followed the way of my forefathers who taught us the right path. So we must follow our elders, but the criteria of following them is to see that they are on the right path themselves, and they are teaching us also the right thing. For example, the first category of people a person obeys and follows is his parents. As a child, what the parents will train him, what the parents will tell him to do. In fact, if somebody else, a little child is in the arm of his father, and you give the child a little sweet, you will see very commonly the child will look at the father, a questioning look, that should I accept this or not? In other words, the parents, the mother, the father, are the guiding people for that little child. And also Shariat has made in this worldly life of ours, the greatest rights that are on us are our parents' rights. They are the greatest. After that is the ustad's right. And after that is the sheikh's right. And this is very important to keep this tartib, this system which Allah has kept. In all matters, remember, the greatest rights are our parents' rights. And then it is of the ustad. And thirdly, it is of the sheikh. We should not upset this tartib and give preference to the sheikh over our parents or the ustad over our parents. It is first the ustad's, the parents' right, and then the ustad's right, and then it is the sheikh's right. So when Allah has declared that the parents have got the greatest rights, and in that kindness is much more to the mother compared to the father, and respect and obedience is to the father. So Allah has the Quran and our deen has pointed this out very clearly. And if we follow that, we will find a lot of goodness in our lives. But with regard to the parents also, Allah Ta'ala has clearly said, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ. And if they, and جَاهَدَاكَ, the word Allah used, if they force you, that أَنْتُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, that you make shirk with Allah or anything else, they tell you, if the parents are non-believers and you accepted Islam and they tell you, give up your Islam, carry on worshipping like the Christians, the idols, the cross, Isa alayhi salam, the statue of Maryam alayhi salam, or any other idol worshippers or anything wrong, to make shirk with Allah, if they force you, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, then don't follow them. So when Allah gave this command for the parents, then badarje ola, don't follow your ustad if they tell you anything wrong. And don't follow your mashayikh if they tell you anything wrong to do. If they are wrong and they are doing the wrong thing, then don't follow them. Allah reward Maulana Salim Dorat Sahib, Damat Barakatum of the UK, Leicester in the UK. Many years ago, he collected his close associates, his khulafa, And he told them, see, the day you see I'm gone offline and I'm not following the deen properly, leave me one side and follow deen. Allah Ta'ala reward and give us all the tawfiq that it isn't any person to be followed. The deen of Allah must be followed. And if any person was following deen and he changes now, and is not following the clear deen of Allah Ta'ala, then whether it's your parents, and Allah did not say this about the ustaz and about the mashayikh, but said about the parents, so that the person can clearly understand that even if your parents tell you to do the wrong, don't do it. And then, badarja awla, more priority, that don't do what your ustaz tell you if they tell you wrong, though it's your ustaz. Don't try to follow your mashayikh and your sheikh also if he tells you to do wrong. We must follow what deen tells us, what Quran tells us. So Ibrahim, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam summarized the two things very beautifully, which has been explained in many places in the Quran Sharif, that follow our elders, but if they lead you on the wrong path, then don't follow them. And when they teach you the right thing, then follow it very, very strongly, very firmly. Attach yourself to it and follow it very, very firmly. So that is a great teaching of the Quran Sharif. And if we understand that, a person won't go astray and he will be on hidayat in this world. And more important, when he comes in the qabr, he will be able to answer correctly. And if we feel that, no, it's my parents, whatever my parents say, I must follow. Even if they tell me the wrong thing, I must follow them. That person will have problems in this world and severe problems in the qabr. If a person says, my ustad, he taught me, he's my ustad. And we have been taught so much the respect of the ustad. So I can't do wrong, I can't do opposite of my ustad. Even if he's wrong and he's telling me, I have to follow him. That person hasn't got the understanding of deen, as the Quran Sharif in many places explains. And he will go wrong and he will suffer terribly in the qabr. Even if one sheikh tells us to do wrong thing, then don't follow him also. The criteria is the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the Sharia, the Quran and Hadith. Then we come to another point here, which is also of the same category and the same type. And like, for example, you will find commonly with the Salafis that they will tell us that you must only follow Allah Ta'ala. You mustn't follow anyone else. So they tell you, it's a common thing, I don't know now, but previously when you land at Jeddah airport for Hajj Umrah, then they are around there all the time and they will ask you, they will start speaking to you. For example, they ask you for a Hanafi. They will ask you, do you do Rafa Yadain? So he says, no, I don't do Rafa Yadain. Why don't you do? My Maulana told me, my Ustad told me that we mustn't do Rafa Yadain. We make namaz without Rafa Yadain. How the Shafis do, etc. How the Salafis do. No, we must say, I don't do that. Then he shows you in the Bukhari Sharif. He has a Bukhari Sharif, he has a hadith that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to do Rafa Yadain. Now who are you going to listen to? You are going to listen to your Maulana or you are going to follow hadith? So everyone will say, hadith I have to follow, Bukhari Sharif I must follow. So you get confused there. And they are so cunning and so evil and shrewd. When they meet a Shafi and they ask him, do you do Rafa Yadain? He says, yes, I do Rafa Yadain. Then they will show you a hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not do Rafa Yadain. And they will tell you, must you follow hadith or must you follow what your ustad told you that you must do Rafa Yadain? So you'll say, I have to follow the hadith, and they show you the hadith, that he has the hadith that you mustn't do Rafa Yadain. So their idea is not to follow hadith. They are not Ahle Hadith, they are Ahle Khabith. They are evil people. They are not there to teach you and guide you to hadith. They are there to corrupt you. They are Ahle Khabith. So therefore they could try and confuse you like that. So now the question arises, what should we do here? And they go to the extremes of this. And they say, in any matter, if you follow anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala, then you're a mushrik. You must only follow Allah Ta'ala. because Allah is the absolute authority. But Allah Ta'ala himself, he said, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whoever follows Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has in fact followed Allah Ta'ala. Where on the one hand, Allah has shown the great position of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has declared that whoever will follow you, he has actually followed me. So what a great certificate it is that Allah declared that your life is such, your actions are such, your teachings are such, your advices are such, whoever will follow them, it is that they have followed me. On the other hand, Allah has shown the great honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that, of course, the Salafis will also accept, we must follow Sunnah, they must follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it comes to the point after that, now following the Imam Mujtahideen, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, Imam Shafi'i rahimahumullah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, Imam Malik rahimahullah, then they say, no, you can't follow them. They came many years after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And so you can't follow them. So when they tell you also, when they show you, they ask you, do Rafi Yadain. I don't do Rafi Yadain. Why? My ustad told me I mustn't do. Must you follow your ustad or must you follow Bukhari Sharif? Must you follow the hadith? I have to follow the hadith. But then you tell them, I don't know Arabic. I don't know. How can I know? I don't know what Bukhari Sharif says. Then who must I follow? They say, you follow me. Just now they said that you mustn't follow Imam Abu Hanifa. And now they say you must follow me. I will tell you what is the right thing. And also Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, when did he come? And he is a product of this zamana. Now must you follow a product of this zamana or the product of the Imam Mujtahideen who came hundreds, centuries long ago? And what their taqwa was, what their knowledge was, what their understanding of deen was, nobody can compare with them what level Allah Ta'ala had blessed them. So they try and mislead us. So here also we have to follow our elders who are on the right path. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi summed it up very well. He says nobody can understand the Quran Sharif on its own. If you want to, use any person who today, what is our Arabic knowledge of? Even the Arabs, what knowledge of Arabic have they have got? Or the Arabic of the Quran and Arabic of the Hadith. When in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many, many occasions Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something and the Sahaba asked, what is the meaning of it? They did not know the meaning themselves, who were so proficient in Arabic. And only when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, then they knew the meaning. So where are we today with our Arabic also? And then again, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran Sharif, if you want to only follow Quran Sharif, right from the start, you will be completely lost. We want to know now what is Quran Sharif. When you start Quran Sharif, Alif Lam Mim. Before you come to Zalik al-Kitabu la rayba fi, what is the meaning of Alif Lam Mim? Allah made it, it is mu'jiz. Nobody can know the meaning. And huruf e muqatta'at, nobody knows the meaning. You are stuck right there. You can't go to Zalika also, you can't go. And over in the Quran, Hameen, Ain, Seen, Qaf, what's the meaning? Taha, Yaseen, what's the meaning? You get stuck right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif, right at the beginning of every surah. So why are you going to explain anything else further? The only way is that you follow Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُحَى. We have to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said that you can never understand the Quran Sharif without the hadith. And in fact Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said the Quran Sharif is more in need of the hadith than what the hadith is in need of the Quran Sharif. In other words, the Quran Sharif, nobody can understand it without the hadith. And hadith, you can understand it without Quran Sharif. Hadith will give you all the explanation. And what then Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, all the explanation of the Quran Sharif is in the hadith. And the explanation of Quran and hadith is what the Imam Mujtahideen have given us. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had declared in his time that Ashabi kan nujum, my Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, each one of them is a guiding star. Each one is a mazhab of its own. Not only the four mazhabs as we know them. Every sahaba is a mazhab of its own. Bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Whoever one of them you will follow, you will be guided. But Allah in His wisdom made it that the time came that these four mazhabs became famous. And it wasn't only these four mazhabs. There were many other mazahib also. All haq of Ahle Haq proper. But Allah made it for the world that the Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah comprises of these four mazhabs. The Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali mazahib, these are the mazahib. So the Imam Mujtahideen, all they did, they didn't give anything from their own side. There isn't one bit of whim and fancy of their own thing. It is 100% of Quran and Hadith. And that level of Quran and Hadith that we cannot reach. To understand that, if somebody asked Imam Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that what is your opinion on this matter? Maulana became very angry and he said, what has my opinion got to do with it? This is the matter of deen. It is what Allah's command and Allah's Rasul's command is. What Quran and Hadith say, not what my opinion is. So when Maulana Thanvi, 1400 years, 1300 years after the Imam Mujtahideen, 100 years after the Imam Mujtahideen, he makes it clear, not my opinion, Quran and Hadith. So we can imagine what caliber the Imma were, and they did not give anything of their own side. And anyone who has studied a bit of their life, we will see clearly this. There was no nafsaniyat in there whatsoever. 100%. Imam Malik and Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, whole night in Masjid Nabawi, they were discussing masail. And how they were discussing it, what understanding, respect, tolerance with one another, nothing of their own nafsaniya. You gave this masala, what's your reasoning for this? And the reasoning is for there. And today, alhamdulillah, when we study hidayah, we study shari wiqaya, etc., waqala Malik haqada, waqala Ahmad ibn Hanbal haqada, waqala Zufar hada. All that is given there, all their opinions. So they didn't give their own opinion in anything whatsoever. They gave the ruling of Quran and Hadith. So we must have 100% confidence. When we follow Hanafi madhab, we are following Quran and Hadith. We are following the commands of Allah. When we are following Shafi'i madhab, we are following the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not, in fact, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, if you find a hadith, any dalil which is contrary to my teaching, and he didn't say that to us, we who are coming after 1400 years, who got no idea of the knowledge of deen, to those very knowledgeable people he told, that if you find something, then follow that, don't follow what I told. So their sincerity, their earnestness, was of such a level that we cannot understand. So in short, we must follow our elders, but who are in the right path. And our Imam Mujtahideen are 100% on the right path. We follow them heart and soul. And with the conviction that when I'm a Hanafi, I'm not a Hanafi that I believe in Imam Abu Hanifa as my Allah. And he has made my mazhab and my deen for me. Now I believe in him that he has taught me Quran and Hadith exactly the correct way. A Shafi'i, I don't believe in Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, that he's a Nabi of Allah, or that he's got his own mazhab, that his own religion. No, he has taught me 100% Quran and Hadith. So we must understand, follow our elders who are on the right path, follow the Imam Mujtahideen and with heart and soul follow them, and don't fall prey to the Salafis who are completely misled. Shaitan has misled them completely. Don't fall in their traps. And be firm on our madhab of the Ahl Sunnat wal Jama'ah. Allah give us all tawfiq, understanding, and to follow firmly on the right path. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.